So what do you think about this one, maybe?
It does appeal, but do you think it's the flat or the whole house? That's the question.
This is London Life, and I'm William Kramer. Chris Hanley is standing outside an old house in West London.
It's gone, flat. It must be the ground floor.
Chris is very interested in this house because it has been divided into apartments, or as we usually say in Britain, flats. One flat in the building is for sale, and Chris is looking for somewhere to buy. Unfortunately, he doesn't think he'll be able to afford this flat.
It does look very nice, though, but a bit out of my price bracket, I think.
He says it's out of his price bracket. A price bracket is a range of prices on an item. The flat is out of Chris's price bracket, so it's more than he can afford. But how much do flats in this part of London cost? Listen to the next clip carefully and see if you can hear the answer.
I work in Notting Hill, so I would be looking fairly close. And, you know, I have a figure in my head that I wouldn't be able to get anything for under sort of £250,000, which is very difficult on your own.
Listen again.
I work in Notting Hill, so I would be looking fairly close. And, you know, I have a figure in my head that I wouldn't be able to get anything for under sort of £250,000, which is very difficult on your own.
Chris doesn't think he could get anything for under £250,000. So he thinks £250,000 is the minimum price of a flat in this area. That's an awful lot of money. It's almost $500,000. And that's just for a small flat with one bedroom.
BBC.
LearningEnglish.com. Now, if you don't have $500,000 sitting in your bank account, is it still possible to buy a home in London? Well, yes. You can go to a bank or a building society and get a mortgage. A mortgage is a large amount of money which the bank pays towards the home you're buying. The mortgage might be around 90% of the price of your home. The remaining 10% of the price is money you pay when you buy your home, maybe from your savings. We call this money the deposit on the mortgage. The deposit. But, of course, the 90% that you borrow from the bank isn't yours to keep. You have to repay it over a long time. How much money would Chris have to borrow to buy a flat in London?
Well, I think at the moment I couldn't really afford to put in a big deposit in London at all. So, you know, I'd have to sort of fork out a mortgage that required sort of five, probably even sort of six or seven times my own salary, which puts the repayments back up extremely high.
Chris says he can't afford to pay a big deposit, so he would have to borrow a large amount. He gives this as a multiple of his own salary. Listen again.
Well, I think at the moment I couldn't really afford to put in a big deposit in London at all. So, you know, I'd have to sort of fork out a mortgage that required sort of five, probably even sort of six or seven times my own salary, which puts the repayments back up extremely high.
Chris says he would have to get a mortgage that was five, six or seven times his own salary. This would, he says, put the repayments back up extremely high. Repayment is a noun form of the verb to repay. Repayments on a mortgage are monies that you pay back to the bank every month. If Chris borrows a lot of money, he would have very high repayments each month. So Chris is stuck renting his flat and he can't afford the deposit to buy one. He uses an interesting image to express his problem.
You know, earning a fair bit, but still not able to get on the ladder.
He says he isn't able to get on the ladder. A ladder is a long object which you can climb to get somewhere high. What Chris is talking about is what we call the housing ladder. It works like this. Property in London increases in value very quickly. If you own a home, you can use the increase in the value of your home over time to pay for the deposit on your next home. Because this will be a very large deposit, it means you can move to a nicer home. It's really complicated, but the important thing is that once you own your home, you're able to live in nicer homes afterwards, moving up the housing ladder. Okay, let's end with a quick test. What is another way of saying you can't afford something? It's out of my price bracket. What do we call the money that you borrow from a bank or building society to buy a home? A mortgage. And what is the money that you have to repay the bank or building society every month? A repayment. Remember that you can find out more about these words and download this program from the London Life webpage on bbclearningenglish.com. Goodbye.
BBC Learning English. Everyday English. Every day.